Hello, dear. Here's your martini, your newspaper, and your pipe. I'll be here if you need something. Otherwise, I'll keep my mouth shut.
Oh, I get it. When I got shot, I actually died and went to heaven. Because heaven is a place where women will bring you a drink without any lip and keep their opinions to themselves because they realize their words are just noise.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. With me today, hopefully in a couple minutes, my dear brother Will. And with me right now on the phone, one Rachel Oring. Rachel?
Hello.
There we go. That's the hello that launched a thousand ships. Everyone loves it. You're listening to Papa's Basement. You can listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. I encourage you to click on that link because you can also watch me do the show live on camera the whole time, which is kind of weird. But,
yeah,
it means I can't just dig into my ass in front of everyone.
You would anyway. Shut up.
Archives
You're doing
of the
it
show.
Right now, aren't you?
I am not. You should be watching, too. Way to toe the company line, B-Hatch. But you can find archives of the show at inpapasbasement.com, as well as my writing. And you can tweet us at Papa's Basement. There's Will. And if you want to like us on Facebook, which is pretty good. I've been stalled out on likers or whatever the hell I can call people now. Certainly not fans. But
yeah, no one likes you.
Yeah. So I'm all out of likers. So like me at facebook.com/papasbasement. Will, let's get your levels.
Yo.
So there you go. You're good.
All right.
I guess you're better than good. You're so damn good, you don't have to be here on time.
Goddamn traffic in this area. I had to run the S out of some light, the one at Nutley and Fit or 29.
Oh, glad to have you.
Too many efforts.
I love it when you guys talk about things that only people who live where you live know what you're talking about.
Well, we have...
Only four people who listen to your show know...
We have, you know, I want to say a couple thousand local listeners
it's
for any given...
my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, I'm sure it sets your tees aflutter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've also got a great captive audience out front, which...
Are you serious?
I guess they're filming the usual show that we mention, as we call it the Source Awards. But, out front, it's like five... No, it's like four or five, like really well dressed, classy looking, nice, older.
Yeah, but are we
brothers
being pumped out of there?
Oh yeah, they can listen right now. So, yeah, god damn it.
I don't think they were paying attention though, because it's kind of quiet and they were having their own conversation.
So. I hope they're focused on doing their own show.
And focused on God.
Yeah. If everyone starts really listening to this and then just looking in the studio, oh, God.
The heathenry going on in here.
Yeah. It's like so much worse than any kind of sex anxiety. Like, it's one thing for a girl to be like, is it supposed to be that soft? Why are you having problems? But to have guys just looking in as I do this show.
Oh, put up, like, some construction paper or something. I don't know.
Tinfoil it like Elvis.
There we go.
Some newspapers. In the window.
I don't know, something. But, yeah, I'm lucky I got in here on time. I got a bit of the itchy bung right before the show started. That's like my version of a spider sense, I think.
Yeah.
What?
Well, at about 2:58...
Say what?
I wish I still had that sampled. At about 2:58, I realized I really had an itch going back there, and I think it's because I got all sweaty and excited about the show, and then it trickles into my fertile crescent.
Oh.
And activates the once hibernating specimens. So I sprinted out and gave myself a good cleaning, and here I am.
Yeah, but cleaning up what? Just sweat?
No, you've never been there where it's like you think at the time you got it all, and then hours later some sweat hits it, and suddenly you've got a big bowl of poop soup.
Oh.
Am I?
Only person on earth who experiences that.
What? I mean, you
can't make you feel completely ostracized and disgusting.
You can't sit there and rub it into oblivion. I mean, I work until there's nothing doing, until it start, you know, until the toilet paper stops looking like striped taffy. Then I walk out.
You need some some baby wipes like Terrence Howard.
Oh, God.
Get your baby wipe on.
I actually know what you're referencing to. What did he say? He doesn't consider any woman clean unless she baby wipes back there?
Yeah.
That's a good standard. Or she showers.
Oh, whatever.
Immediately before coitus.
You're practically putting your hand up to your wrist in there to clean it out.
I know. I had to last night. It was awful.
Oh, God.
All right. Yeah. It might not sound
so,
like...
Do you find that more women want to have sex with you, Will, after hearing this show? Or are most of the women that you scam,
Me?
They don't listen to this? Yes.
No, I don't tell them to listen.
That's good.
I mean, why... yeah, I don't know. They can't know what I'm really like.
Why? Yeah,
no. I'm going to go on and on about how much I hate women.
The horrible, dark depths of your soul.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
That's for public performance only.
Everyone can Google my ass to this immediately, and I want you guys to know that you're not escaping it anymore. I now hide your full names in the metadata for the site.
It should do, I'm a damn teacher,
no
for God's sake.
Yeah.
People Google my name all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I'll start taking you out of the metadata.
Yeah, if you, like, type in my name to Yahoo or Google, it comes up, and it's me.
Yeah.
It's not, like, someone else with my name.
I get the singer Yanni.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
No, because, like, from Craigslist and stuff, you know, people want to do their background checks on me, thinking they're effing Columbo.
Make sure you're not going to come over and rape the dog.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yikes.
Well, that entire discussion was there to preface what we're going to do on the show today. It wasn't just me talking about my itchy ass to buy 5 minutes. We got the FCC indecency quiz to take. Not for this station. Not for EBR.
Oh, no. Did you get in trouble for being a jerk?
Amazingly not.
I didn't do anything. I'm not in trouble. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
This is for the CBS station I work for that cannot be named. But because I'm on air now and again, I have to take this quiz to show that I'm not going to just get behind a mic and go, like, see you in Toledo, FF.
Oh, I thought so you, like, knew when to hit the dump button or something.
I mean, they teach you pretty much when in doubt, dump it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The
dump it out.
You don't know the dump button?
No.
Okay, the dump button, you simply... Okay, especially a guy talk station at JFK, it's literally like a 60 or 90 second delay. It's absurd.
Oh, okay.
What you hear coming out of your speaker actually isn't what's going on at the time. Not good old EBR where I am now. You can watch me live, and there's probably like a 1 second interwebs delay.
Okay,
But it's pretty much live. But at a guy talk station, son of a bitch, I put the little piece of paper above the light that indicates we have a caller, so I don't have to see it. Good stuff.
Yeah. That's ingenuity.
Thank you.
Is it blinking through the paper there?
Yeah, and yeah. I can still hear the ring coming in, but it's something.
It's like an effing cop searchlight. I mean, it is really annoying.
Oh yeah.
It's like, you know, once you get pulled over and they turn on that light by the driver's side rearview
mirror.
It's
more the flashlight getting shined into your bleary drunk eyes when you get that DUI.
Fig fucker.
It's pretty bad. But fig fucker. What is fig fucker from?
American Dad. Where she calls him Pig Ever. He's like, that's not my name. It's actually Fig Fucker.
All right. But yeah, the delay concept is what you hear live isn't, or what you hear coming out of your speaker isn't what's going on live. Yeah. And if someone says a bad word, you hit the delay and it kind of like swallows time.
Okay.
It goes from you're hearing something 90 seconds old to suddenly it's 60 seconds old. And then it builds itself back up by eating little spaces here and there. Like anytime there's silence, the machine will eat that to build its delay back up to the full 90 seconds.
It's magic.
I see. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Which is why if you eat the whole damn delay,
you're effed.
It dumps out of all the phones and everything. Yeah. So that no one can just get through and be like, F, 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 F.
Really?
And get the station's license revoked.
God, this is like DEFCON 5 or something.
Oh, it's serious stuff, which is why I'm taking it on the air and tanking the quiz for everyone's amusement.
Well, I guess, yeah, you're talking about lots of money since the Janet Jackson thing.
Oh, that old bitch pulling out her titty ruined everything. God, it wasn't even that good.
I know, she looks like Cornelius from Planet of the Apes.
What?
She and Michael
You're not the one who's going to have to stare at the... Okay. Yeah, and it begins.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? I said she's ugly.
She's unattractive. I got nothing against Janet, especially in her day. I thought she was real hot.
It used to be, not anymore.
She's kind of hit a wall now.
Nah.
I mean, LaToya is hotter now.
What?
LaToya was always hotter.
LaToya was just dirtier. Well, LaToya was always in Playboy pulling it out and everything. LaToya looked more like just straight up Michael with implants.
I would say that about Janet. Yeah, okay. Because she had the same, I guess, plastic surgery.
She got the bleaching,
too. My question about that family, how did the whole family get the same exact freaking nose job? I don't understand that. They all have the same jacked up nose.
Not Jermaine. Yeah. Jermaine's like a different race. He's like Ethiopian.
What? Jermaine is so different looking than the rest of the clan.
I'm too young to know who Jermaine is.
Your Majesty? Do what you did when you did what you don't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Once the show's over, look up, God damn, what was it called? Why don't you do what you did when you did what you do to me?
And you will be tapping your toes for the rest of the day.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm awaiting it with bated breath.
All right, so we got the FCC indecency quiz.
How long is that going to take, huh?
Oh, it says it couldn't run an hour. That might be the whole damn show right there.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't you, like, take this seriously? I don't know.
No, I already checked. If you put in the wrong answer, it'll just tell you the right one, and then you click on that.
Oh, so it's a joke.
Pretty much, yeah.
Can you stop it, like, mid-test?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So wait, do they just want to make sure that you know, like, what all the cuss words
it's
are?
It's really get to the end, and then you're going to sign some sort of electronic consent that we'll then use to rake you over the coals.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically, like... Yeah. Students' rights and responsibilities.
Yeah.
It's bureaucracy.
And I want to preface this by saying I do take it seriously. It's just I've grown up listening to talk radio since I was 13. I kind of know what gets dumped out at this point.
Yeah.
Just because an occasional F-bomb slips by on here. I don't have a dump button. What do you want me to do? That's all Rachel's fault.
Usually it is.
What?
You're the one who does the most cursing.
Yeah.
Talking about blowjays and... S
what?
And
Handy Joes and Footy J's and
Hand Joes.
today,
Junior.
All right, so we got the FCC test, and then we'll get into maybe the Twitter war I got into with one Scott Baio.
Oh, you're such a loser.
Who, me or him?
Both. I can't believe you picked like the worst person on Twitter to get in a Twitter fight with.
He should be flattered that Scott responded to him.
Yeah, I'd like to think I have the more active followers. Like, I don't have 16,000 middle-aged bitches who are like, I wanted to F you in your Chachi Arcola.
Yeah, that's true.
Ask him what happened to his VH1 reality show.
Yeah.
Can't pull the same kind of tail Bret Michaels can.
It's off. It's off. And I think he enjoys what... he can on Twitter, and it's kind of weird because I guarantee you now that he has Twitter and he could bang all these middle-aged broads, he regrets getting married.
Well, I'm sure he just did that for the show. They're like, hey, Scott, if you get married and have a baby, it makes for good ratings.
Really? Marry Selma?
Pretty much. I mean, I don't remember what his wife looked like. There's nothing to write home about.
No.
No. Yeah. I don't...
He definitely Troy McClurter.
I mean, wasn't no Pamela or Anderson.
No.
No.
No, I actually forgot there was that time in history where he was kind of going through the blonde starlets like toilet paper.
Yeah, I guess that was like when his star first started fading.
Yeah.
But it was still high up in the sky as it fell.
Well, because everyone grew up watching him.
Except for Pam Anderson.
I mean, I didn't.
Who's probably his age at least, I imagine.
Yeah, she's at least 40.
More than that. He's probably like 46.
He's 48. Yeah, okay, so he was like a contemporary of hers.
Yeah. What? Except she was still faint. Like, she's probably on Baywatch at that time, and he was eating out of dumpsters. I can only imagine.
I mean, that gives points to someone. Like, you wouldn't, like, Hillary Banks comes up to you, and maybe she's not.
Who?
Hillary, from Fresh Prince of Bel-. Fresh
you
mean Prince
Karen
of Bel-
Parsons?
Whatever her real name was.
Let's get it right here.
There's Hillary Banks, and then Tatiana Ali.
The cast members of
Prince
of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Prodigy. What's Jeffrey's?
Will Smith.
What's Jeffrey's real name?
Oh, God damn. I was going to say.
Uncle Phil?
Carl Inns Alfonso Ribeiro.
Okay, that's softball.
Ashley's Tatiana Ali.
I know that one.
I don't remember either of the Aunt Vivs. I do remember there was two of them, though.
I've got two.
There was light-skinned Aunt Viv. Mocha Aunt Viv.
Yeah. I remember Will was Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And Jazz was DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that one?
I don't know, man. I'm just a prodigy like that.
And then there was Nia Long. But she
Son
was...
of a... Oh, wait. We had... God, I... Damn it. I wanted
Are
to
we
say...
Are really talking about this?
Yes.
Hold on. No.
I was a kid. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was in syndication.
You are too young. You are too young. And Tyra Banks was Jackie?
Huh?
She was on the show a little bit.
Tyra Banks?
Yeah.
Who was she? Like, one was going. Shut up.
Knock it off. Break it up. She was a girlfriend later on who came from Philly to Cali.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember just even as a kid, I was like, God damn, I want me some of that.
No, she is the queen.
She ain't bad. Five head
really?
Be damned.
All right, now you may talk.
Light up, Will. Come on. She can't see the humor on your face when you say that. She just feels Oksana'd by you.
Oh. Maybe I'll smash her veneers.
Okay, her Da Vinci veneers. Shall we get to the quiz, kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
First, let me read the email I got. Dear John, as part of our continuing obligations under CBS Radio's indecency-related consent decree with the FCC... you are required to complete an online training program concerning broadcast indecency. The program consists of a series of questions and answers on broadcast indecency and should take you less than an hour to complete. Hopefully, we don't have much goddamn time. The program, blah, 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 please complete this training within 30 days. And it says, you know, before you take the quiz, review the indecency policy, but screw that. I'm a child prodigy. So let's sign in. 16,
let's see how you do.
Yeah, 1600 SAT
let's
score.
You get a 1600 on the FCC indecency quiz.
Oh, I like that.
There we go.
All right, wecomply.com. Sign me in. This is laggy. Oh, my God. Come on.
You can, like, create a username or something.
Nah, I log in with my email and the password was training. Oh, son of a bee.
How did you not log in before this?
Hold on. Give me a second.
Is it the kind of show where we prepare?
Yeah.
This is live, off-the-cuff, raw humor. Street humor, son.
Just look, just because you don't do any preparation doesn't mean nobody does.
Because I'm so goddamn gifted. Does LeBron prepare before he goes out onto the court? No.
Do you hear
He's just the king!
Do you hear Pavarotti humming in the John before he gets out there? No. He just does it. He just brings it.
He eats donuts two rows at a time like Homer in the Halloween episode. This game shoved into his mouth.
All right, come on.
Okay.
Of course, now he's dead because of you.
Okay, here we go. FCC Indecency Regulations 2010. We'll click on Start Over. Are you sure you want to start over? Yes. I need as much segment time as I can. Click on Start.
Did you ever do this once before or something?
I did one question, and like before the end of the first question, I was like, this needs to be on the goddamn air.
All right.
All right. The following interactive training program is intended to... Oh, goddamn it. I need some water.
F it.
No. Hold on.
It's just electrifying, I must tell you.
That's why I brought you back.
Listening to this.
You're such a goddamn cheerleader. I love you. All right. The following interactive training program is intended to test your knowledge of the FCC's regulation of obscenity, indecency, and profanity. Before taking the multiple choice exam that follows, you'll be asked to make certification concerning the policy, a statement, blah, 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 blah. All employees who are all on-air talent are required to certify that they have read the policy statement and that they understand it. La, 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 la. Cool, I click on that. I read and understand. By participating in this training program, I hereby certify that I have read the policy statement on obscenity, indecency, and profanity, and that I understand it. I further understand that, because this area of the law changes frequently, I should consult with the appropriate legal counsel whenever a question arises. Blah, blah, blah. I agree. Bring the test. And we have a nice white screen looking at me and the word done.
Did you already fail it when you took the one question and
no
more?
No. What the hell is it doing? Now I'll click on continue. There we go. Finally got the test going. Question one. You guys ready? Rachel, you ready?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm ready.
During a football game broadcast on your TV station, CBS, What are we hinting at? Still sore a little bit over that. Can you imagine paying for the Super Bowl and then the broad whips out her tit and, like, sinks your profits and God knows how many fines?
Oh, geez.
God, during a football game broadcast on your TV station, a woman is caught on camera dancing topless.
Jesus Christ, it really says that.
Yeah, in the stands, but really, like.
Oh, my Lord.
That would be like, a broadcaster by the name of John Wapa Giorgio has a problem with his bitchy co-host, Rachel Ori. I'm kidding, Rachel.
I will stab you.
The director immediately cuts away to a different camera. And the image is broadcast for only a second or two.
That's fine.
Answer one. The brief or fleeting nature of this exposure clearly provides a sufficient defense, and the FCC will not find this broadcast indecent under its rules.
If it's not long enough to rub one out, it doesn't count.
I'm with you there. That should be the law.
I mean, it's probably long enough for John to rub one out. But,
you know, I just have to jump. I have to jump up and down twice and let friction do its thing. I'm going to agree with Will's answer. Yeah. We don't need to read that other option that says the FCC can still sue the living hell out of us. So
no, the fleeting thing is, I learned that in my media law class.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
What, that's actually correct?
Yeah, if it's brief and fleeting, if it's obviously accidental, then they don't find them.
No, you're wrong. But
yeah, I was going to say.
You're wrong.
This is like one of those personality tests you take when you're applying for like an SE job at like PetSmart or something, which I did when I was younger. It's like when presented with a conflict, would you A, go to your supervisor and report what's troubling you, B, burn the effing building to the ground, or C, shoot all the customers and then yourself?
Answer B.
Yeah, really. It's like,
B followed by C.
I mean, John can attest to the monkeys who have taken this test and operate the boards there, so.
We're not a brain trust by any stretch. Let's put it that way. So, the test in the meantime has failed again, so I restarted it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this is CBS technology at work.
This is
great. Let's get to question two. Are you ready, Rachel? The answer, by the way, is you can get the hell fined out of you for even, like, 2 seconds of nipple.
Of course.
What?
Yep.
That's a lie.
Yeah. No, not a lie. All right, question two.
Keep your bee stings under wraps.
All right. Your radio station's license is up for renewal. The station has had a perfectly clean record over the term of its license, with one exception.
Us.
2 years. Oh, my God. They really? These are just based on
Janet
things
Jackson.
They got fined on. No, this was Opie and Anthony. Oh. This station has had a perfectly clean record over the term of its license, with one exception. 2 years ago, one of your DJs staged a stunt in which a couple agreed to an extensive graphic simulation of sex on the air.
Jesus Christ.
Except it wasn't a simulation.
They had sex in a church,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Opie and Anthony just had a couple bang in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Jesus.
Which is good.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know.
And did so by calling in on their cell phone. The DJ was fired, yes they were, and sent to XM land. Oh my God. And it is now working the graveyard shift in Dodeto, Guam.
Yeah, wow.
Wow,
wait. Dude, who wrote this? The owner of the Cavaliers? Bitter much?
True or false? Because this was an isolated incident, it can't affect the station's renewal application.
Oh gee, I wonder.
Obviously, this is true. I mean, it was an isolated incident. It says so right in the description. What? I clicked on true and was given...
I'm going false.
Yeah. Oh, what? Okay. Okay, Brain Trust. You're one for one. We're 0 for one on this. Sorry. Stations must take care to avoid any violation of the FCC's indecency rules.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And in particular, any violation that could be deemed serious or egregious. The FCC has warned the industry that it has the authority to designate for hearing the license renewal application for any station on the basis of a single serious violation of the FCC's rules. It is therefore possible that this one incident, if deemed sufficiently serious by the FCC, could cause the station to lose its license. Please try again.
Yeah, obviously.
Boom. Okay, now it says correct.
What were they on, K-Rock?
Yeah, 92.3. So I think, no, they... God, were they?
I don't know.
Christ.
That's why I asked you.
No, they weren't. They were on, I want to say like 96.3. They weren't on Stern Station, though. Here's another chance. A program host on your station refers to a caller as an a-hole while on the air. Is there a chance that the FCC will find that the station has violated the FCC's regarding profanity?
Gee, I wonder.
Well, the answers are no, because only speech considered blasphemy qualifies as profanity. Yes, because we live in Saudi Arabia. And if the station DJ blasphemes, he will get his wrist cut off and have to operate the board with his nose.
This isn't Riyadh. You won't get your hands cut off.
Oh, my God. No, because the term is used so often at this point that the FCC would not consider it a profane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yes, the FCC might find that the DJ used profanity and therefore that the station has violated its rules.
See.
Rachel?
Jeez, what?
Open your ears, jackass.
Come on.
Look, this is boring.
All right, Rachel, do you want to go home or do you want to go to Scott Baio? What?
Well, let's try again.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Let's read.
One more question.
That
all right.
Mountain
let's
just
talk
of
about
words.
Janet Jackson's boob for a little while longer, and then it'll be fine.
All right, we'll click on yes, because apparently it is starting to add up my wrong answers by saying here's another chance in big red words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go with
fail?
The
Are you
obvious
gonna, like,
answer.
Your job now?
Correct. All right, we got that right. Apparently, I can't say a-hole.
Yeah. No s.
No s. Yeah. No s. Sherlock. Continue to the next. Good job! It now says in big red words, good job, and shows a guy spinning merrily in his chair. Because that's what CBS wants you to do. Not work, just spin in your chair like a twat who's not saying anything bad on the air. Oops, it didn't tell me if I could say that
twat.
One. Twat, as the Brits say. Didn't know if I could say that on the air. I can't.
Well, Americans don't know what that means.
Exactly.
Is that a British word?
I guess.
Yeah,
oh.
I think so.
I think Oring's right on this one.
Is that what the Anti-Nowhere League used it and so on?
Oh, my God. What a pull. What a pull. Okay. Next question. And if this one's boring, we can immediately punch out to Scott Baio.
All right.
And I'll take this quiz for the fourth time at home, sipping a beer later.
Oh, 1600. You're doing an awesome job.
Yeah. It'll be this on one page, Bang Bros on the other. That's how I roll.
They're going to write about you in the newspaper for this one.
Oh, man. Your company owns three television stations in the Midwest, one in Michigan and two in Wisconsin. Why was that necessary?
I don't know.
Why? Okay.
Well, it lends context to the question.
I guess.
Maybe someone thought the Midwest was California.
I wonder what taint really like poured his heart and soul into this one and got a hearty handshake for his efforts.
I don't know.
All three at the same one-hour network drama. What? All three air. The same one-hour network drama that airs at 10 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone, Michigan, and at 9 p.m. in the Central Time Zone, Wisconsin. Indecency complaints are filed against the Michigan station and one of the Wisconsin stations concerning an episode of the program that includes a scene involving a teen sex party.
Ooh.
That's what the kids call it, by the way.
Let's have a teen sex party. Come on, y'all.
You hit info. And it says, Blossom has a teen sex party. What, you're not a fan of Maya Bialik?
Violating Joey Lawrence with her nose.
Exactly. And Six is caught going down on Nick and Joey Russo.
And six others.
Yeah. And learns an important lesson about the transmission of oral gonorrhea.
Wait, no, that was an episode of Degrassi.
There we go. God.
Wait, was that an episode of Blossom, too?
No, Six never sucked off the entire Russo clan.
I don't know anything about Blossom.
Including Nick, the alcoholic, who couldn't get it up.
Oh, my God, he was impotent?
No, I just remember he was like an alky.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll assume his disease affected his performance.
This is your fault, bitch. Okay.
I've never seen Blossom. I don't know.
You're missing out on just such a cultural touchstone.
Whoa.
A
yeah.
cultural touchstone for old people? I mean, I was like a baby when that show aired, so...
Whoa.
Yeah, you don't remember Whoa?
I mean, I know that exists from, like, other people talking about it, but I've never seen the show.
Whoa.
Hey, Will, what did you find out the first time you knocked up abroad? What did you say?
In all seriousness, I probably said, we gotta kill that baby.
Way to keep rolling with a bit, Will.
It was in the ground.
It was in the ground like your baby.
No. to make light of a very serious situation. I'm sure I presented
it. That was Blossom's job. Go on.
I presented it to her as if she had an option, even though she didn't.
you did the Chris Rock. So what you going to do?
More or less, but every time she went towards having it, I was like, no. Like Consuelo from Family Guy. No.
We need to kill the baby.
Mátalo.
Oh, man.
Pero no quiero morir. No.
Spanish never gets old. All right.
Oh, Lord.
Screw this. I think we're done with this.
All right.
I'll take it later while I'm actually working at the station, because that's multitasking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. I know when a bit's run its course.
All right, back to Chachi.
Like an early term pregnancy.
Or Joni.
What?
Whichever one he is. Neither of those are names.
He was Chachi.
All right.
Okay.
What the hell kind of name is Chachi? Let's be honest.
He's Hispanic. Maybe. I don't know. What is he, a WAP?
Yeah, he's gay.
Is he? He is, I think.
He's got a last name that ends in a vowel.
Yeah, exactly. We do too, but we're like the...
The U. It sets it apart. It's
a
Greek.
You're not going to see an Italian with a U ending.
No. Although usually Greeks end in S.
True.
One of the freaks.
Papadopoulos.
Yeah, it's almost always an S. I think I have no idea why we're different.
We're special like that.
Yep.
Aw.
Thank you.
Different makes me special.
Sorry, I had to kill my mic for a second to cough violently.
I think it still picked it up. I don't know.
That's great.
It did. I heard it. Yeah. That was terrifying.
That's great.
I wouldn't even bother hitting it.
Nice, completely non-directional mics that'll pick up someone farting in the GD hall 8 feet away.
LeVar, don't do it.
Oh, what? He just hawks one up on air?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so ghetto.
Why? You gotta keep it real up in the field. There you go.
Yeah. That's compelling radio right there.
They're calling in.
People like to hear my goddamn consumption killing me.
We've lowered the professional standards of WEBR once again.
Yeah.
They're calling in to complain.
Yeah.
This is not the quality of entertainment I demand for my public access.
Where's that young Tommy Gavin?
All right.
So, Will, you don't do Twitter, which kills me.
No,
because
I want to.
Good, because all the listeners want to talk to you. All
right.
And show you their bee stings.
Any of them hot?
Yeah, we got tons of good ass.
Alrighty, then.
Tons of it. I will get to that in a moment.
I will create a twatter.
Yeah.
Every
so often on Twitter, you know, especially if you talk to celebs, which I really don't. Like, once in a while, I'll, you know, retweet.
For the tards like me, can you explain how Twitter works? Like, when you do at such and such, that means it gets sent to them or it shows up on their page?
They can see it.
Rachel knows all. Rachel, break it down.
Well, you know basically how Twitter works, where you tweet things and people who follow you can see what
you've,
you tweet.
You've already used a goddamn made-up verb.
But, okay, like, when I go to people's Twitter pages, it just shows their tweet.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't show what people tweet to them.
No, you can't really see what people tweet to other people. So, but when you're in your account, you can, if you put an at sign in front of someone's name,
yeah, let's
tweet
Rachel. Rachel's
so like shows up in an inbox or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. There's a page you can go to which shows when people do that.
Rachel,
so you
is,
can see when people tweet at you.
So it's not like comments on MySpace or something.
No,
like
no.
Rachel,
so
is
you can talk
at
back and forth to people.
Rachel is interrupting me. No. Rachel's
at interrupting bitch.
Rachel's at gagging towards on Twitter. She's gagging towards if I want to
Jesus
send a
Christ.
Message to...
What kind of tweets do you get?
Yeah.
Gagging towards these nuts.
Sorry. Oh.
That'll be my first tweet.
So,
oh, great.
So if I wanna,
aimed at you!
So if I want to say... If I want to say something to Rachel, I would type in, like, at gagging towards first, and then type a message. Like, at gagging towards, get your ass on the show today. Rachel would see that. Not all of my followers are going to see me post that.
Oh. Yeah.
Only people that follow both of us see those things.
Yeah, they can
unless
keep up.
You put something in front of the at symbol, and then everybody you follow can see it.
These rules are starting to get real complicated.
So, like,
it's
if he just sends something to
old.
You, all of your followers see it?
Now, if he sends something that explicitly mentions me,
uh-huh.
Only people who follow him, only people who follow me as well can see that.
Oh, so you're mutual friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Because people have, like, really long, drawn-out conversations with each other sometimes, and it keeps it from clogging people's feeds.
So,
I
mean, it's basically, like,
both of us
the Facebook newsfeed, more or less.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Actually, the Facebook newsfeed, well, the way it works now, it kind of ripped off Twitter.
You're constantly...
Well, Twitter ripped it off.
...changing your status. Right. If you want to put it that way.
Well, that's what they took it from.
And then everyone's seeing in their news feed your changed status. That's Twitter.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So it's the, okay. It's statuses from Facebook, more or less.
Yes.
All
right. Yeah, exactly.
That's a brilliant way of putting it.
Okay.
Except they're only 140 characters long.
Oh, I need more than that.
You'll get used to it. But I've been mentioned by celebs like once in a blue moon. It's fun. Like one time the RZA retweeted me.
The RZA, the GZA, and the old dirty RZA?
No.
From just, beyond the grave.
Just the RZA. I had said, we need more black guys entertaining during the Super Bowl. Like, who gives an F to see the Who? And I was like, why not the Wu-Tang Clan?
And Wu-Tang?
And he immediately tweets, bong, bong, this year the Who, next year the Wu, which I thought was brilliant. I'm like, guy can rhyme. God bless him.
Almost as if he gets paid to do so.
Yeah. It's almost as if this rapping he does is nothing but a series of rhymes. He took it and ran with it, though.
Most modern rap isn't, though. It's just talking. It doesn't even rhyme anymore. There's no pitch to it.
You sound 80 years old currently.
Because rap has somehow gotten worse. I mean, old school rap was actually like musicale. Like
oh,
the crap.
Rap is currently horrid. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, it is just awful.
Comes out.
I drove
the new
in.
Big Boy record's supposed to be really good.
The new what? Big Boy?
Yeah,
no, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I was listening to I Like the Way You Move or whatever in the gym the other day.
Yeah. It's like, that
okay, first of all, they ripped off an old song. So
yeah,
the music isn't original. He's not
Everybody
doing any of
that,
the singing.
Even the old school rappers.
But Outkast used to be pretty good at creating its own stuff.
Yeah, probably because of Andre. Notice one is a lot more popular than the other.
Big Boy was the producer of the two.
What?
He produced all the music.
I mean, by produced once his parents' LP collection and decided what to steal.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
Well, you say that like modern rappers are the only ones who do that. I mean, rap is built on a foundation of sampling.
But there are some who do like original music. You know, like Swiss Beats, Rough Riders Anthem.
That's
some excellent music. Lollipop.
Swizz Beatz, who has impregnated one Alicia Keys.
Not anymore. She fell.
What?
Oh, I think she's probably still pregnant, but yeah, she like fell on stage or something. Like right on the damned fetus.
Oh my God.
Clumsy bitch.
Wow. Okay.
Probably because she's still like dressed up and wearing heels and crap on stage playing piano and like tripped or something.
Oh, that's just asking for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Your fact. She deserved it.
Baby's going to come out looking like John C. Reilly.
Oh, man. All right. So, RZA has mentioned me once. I've talked with Don Geronimo a couple times.
Oh, really?
Local DJ
hero.
The
one time Ice-T retweeted me because I said he was hot.
That was the best thing ever. Her getting.
That was the best thing
Do you actually think that?
No.
All right. I don't even think his wife's hot, man. She is too fat.
She is crazy. She's a wonder of the world. Let's be honest.
I mean,
even if you aren't attracted to her, it's still you can't not look at her.
I don't
She's
like
mesmerizing.
I mean, I don't like the lid that much. I think that's
I don't care about that, but
that's
too much ass. I mean, she's got to have implants or something. I don't know.
I don't actually think she has them, but for a long time I believed Kim Kardashian was natural because that's the world I wanted to live in.
You don't think she is?
No.
You're so nice.
Hers looks better than Coco's.
Yeah, she's much hotter than Coco overall.
Well, not that. I mean, just like, Coco's is massive.
It's gargantuan. I mean, there's who, but let's be honest, who in their right mind would be like, okay, I'm going to get butt implants so big that my ass looks like boobs?
I mean,
like, who would say that?
I know. You want boobs that look like an ass. Not vice versa.
You know, and this isn't just an appeal to the kindly folks sitting out front. But I'd go there. I'd definitely go there at least once.
I used to think so, but
yeah.
I mean, she's just bordering on fat.
No, I'd definitely go there.
She's in good shape. I mean, she posts a lot of pictures
yeah,
of her.
Yeah, I mean, she posts pictures of her doing squats anything, and high heels.
Yeah.
So
really?
She's obviously athletic. That's how you exercise.
It is true. I mean, I don't know if you know, that's how the great athletes like Michael Jordan,
yeah,
LeBron James, they do squats and 4-inch loose height, or 6-inch loose height.
Yeah,
heels.
It's good for the calves. No, I mean, we come from a great tradition of ass men, I'd say. Like, what? What?
Are you talking about mom? No, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking about mom. I'm thinking about doing our mom. That's
what. Well, what do you mean a great tradition of ass men? You
I'm
better
just
explain
saying,
that
Dad
one.
Used to be like completely obsessed with ass. That was his thing. Like, he was not that big a jugs man, I don't think. He dug ass, and big ass, too. I mean, I remember one time we were driving around D.C., and there was a chick with a fat effing ass.
Black?
No, no, oh. Just a blonde chick who was not really trim and just had a huge ass. And in all the times I drove with him, that was the one time his head just turned, and he was like, whoa, slow down a second.
You were driving?
Yeah, I was driving, and he like kind of put his arm across my chest to push me out of the way so he could get a look. Like, that was the one. And out of all the porn he used to keep, the very first piece I remember finding was in an old Pontiac.
Gigantic Asses Monthly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was the Krusty the Clown porn, Gigantic Asses. No, it was just a chick's big fat ass in black and white and next to a stop sign. And it was just her bent over, so it was just back of legs and ass next to a stop sign. And I mean, I guess you could interpret it as like, stop, don't go near here. It's big and gross. But I think it was more like a bragging point. Like, compare it to this stop sign. Look how it makes it look diminutive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Coco's ass is bigger than a stop sign.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, no, I mean, those signs, because you're used to seeing them at a distance. You know, when people take them down, like, put them in their rooms.
Oh,
they're,
I know.
They're massive.
They're very big.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I would still wager that it's a big ass.
Maybe
like,
width-wise.
No, you could tie one to your arm and duel in medieval times the restaurant.
Wait, a stop sign or Coco's ass?
Either.
Either, yeah.
No,
either would
love...
equally stop a sword's blade aimed at you.
No, I mean, I used to get crap at work for, like, looking at her twit pics all the time, because I was just like, oh my god. I mean, she's like a freak of nature. It's
oh,
crazy.
Your boss didn't promote you for looking at pictures of asses while you're getting paid?
No, it wasn't my boss. It was, well, because my coworker.
Keep it up, Rach.
Did you turn to him and go, she totally looks like a prostitute, one of those rap guys' girlfriends?
Oh my god, Becky.
No, he never, but there was one of my coworkers who also followed her. Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
saying?
No, one of my coworkers also followed her on Twitter, and we would, because we
male
were
or female?
Male. And we would both follow her, and, like, at the same time, like, we'd both be like, oh, my God, you see that picture? That was crazy. Because she is crazy.
So when people upload pictures, do you directly to Twitter? Do you have to do to, like, Photo Bucket or Facebook or something and
nah.
link it.
No,
nah. They have Twitter. Yeah, TwitPic and other things. And if you have a third-party application like TweetDeck, you can just drag a picture into like the box.
Yeah, you gotta get in on it, man.
And automatically, you have to get TweetDeck. If you get Twitter, you have to get TweetDeck because it's amazing.
There's all kinds of, like, porn stars will post their junk and.
Ooh, never seen a woman naked before. My chance.
I haven't since that stop sign picture. This revolutionized my world. All right. So,
where were we?
We were talking about Scott Baio. Speaking of
yes.
disgusting fat asses. Whoa.
That's some nice delay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Nothing. I could hear myself coming back.
It was like an SE cell phone, yeah.
We should be good.
Yeah, it's going.
We'll troop on through.
Okay.
So, this started because I tweeted the following. God damn it! There it is again. We're just gonna push through
it.
Yeah, screw it, people. You enjoy my voice twice. Enjoy it the second time.
It's so damn good.
Yeah, exactly. Just like a bulimic. Have it twice.
I
tweeted the following sequence, and it involves your favorite person on Twitter, by the way, Rachel.
Yes.
I said, given how many followers it scored at Vixen, who's one of our followers, the name is VIXXCYNN, given how
she's
many...
Hot.
Yeah, she's cute, and she tweets naked pictures all the time, thus Rachel wants to kill her.
Nice.
I don't want to kill her.
What, she puts them up on your page?
No, she'll tweet him because she had like 4 followers, and I was like, yeah, you know, if you want to get like famous through Twitter, just show your nudity to What Would Tyler Durden Do and show your junk, and she's now got like half as many followers as me in 2 weeks or something.
Because they got posted on Tyler?
Yes.
Like they just, and it says, like she's holding a paper that has her Twitter handle on it or something?
Stuff like that, yeah.
Or that's just painted on her breast, this is?
Yeah, she's just got tons of followers from it. It worked better than I could have imagined.
You hear that, Rachel?
He's ragingly jealous.
Get John promoting.
John is crazy jealous that she got all these followers.
Why
are you not doing this for us?
You need to, yeah, exactly.
Why am I not?
Yeah, I mean, I could write it on my mule, but.
Write Papa's basement in a circle around your brown eye and then tweet that.
Or no, put it on Papa's and basement on each cheek and then do the little at symbol like around your at hole.
The trouble of posting a picture of my app on Twitter, I'm not going to promote your crap.
All right,
my stuff.
We'll do both.
Yeah,
you know,
you could start. No, you could write gagging towards, and it would be starting at like the vag end of your taint, and it would be like gagging towards my at hole.
You know, when those planes fly at the beach, usually they have a message on each side,
coming and going.
There you go.
Oh Lord.
All right, so I said, given how many followers it scored Vixen, I should post my topless pics. I would, too, if I didn't have areolas like a pregnant Latina. And then I go on to say, though I do have a couple of tasteful nudes up at my website, inpapasbasement.com, you can tell they're classy because I'm wearing a lobster bib from Ruth's Chris as my face gets urinated on.
That sounds a lot more than 140 characters.
That's 3 different tweets.
Ah.
So one of our better followers, Order of the Fez, Order of the Fez tweets back, once you start thinking of high-class things, it's hard to let it go. I can't stop thinking about Scott Baio.
And actually, this is how it began.
This is how wars start.
This is like Franz Ferdinand getting assassinated.
Yeah.
Shot heard around the world.
Yeah, because it really is, because now I'm pulled into Fez's battle.
I was going to say, like, how the hell did Scott Baio even come up? Now we know.
Because of the treaty system, you know? Too many damn treaties. Now we're all pulled into each other's war. So I tweet back to Fez, I heard Scott Baio is so classy, he'll only F IHOP waitresses. No leaving Waffle House wenches smothered and covered. So, no at Real Scott Baio, which is the smear's name on Twitter, his handle.
So that would go like directly to him?
That would go directly to him, but apparently Scott Baio, fame whore that he is, and Lord knows I don't do this looking for the word papa or anything, he tweets me back like 20 minutes later, if that.
So how would he even see it? Like there's a search? Like if you
Yeah, you can have columns where you search for different terms, kind of like Google Alerts. And it'll pop up when people mention it.
Just anywhere
on
Twitter?
And he obviously... Huh?
Anywhere on Twitter?
Yeah, anywhere on Twitter. And I guess he has one for his name because he's a loser.
Narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 20 minutes later, and I think nothing of it because I'm like, oh, it's some loser who has a fake Scott Baio account. Because this happens all the time. Like, there's one guy who's made something called Lebowski Bot. Uh-huh. And every time I mention Lebowski, which is God... effing all the time, because who doesn't make jokes about that flick? Like, 2 seconds later, you'll get a tweet of Jeff Lebowski giving you a random quote from the movie. Like, well, the Chinaman...
That's different. It's not
the
like
Chinaman is not the issue. No, I just assumed it was something like that.
Right. Did you see that your tweet yesterday got retweeted by a queef bot?
No. Oh. This is what Twitter is. This is what Twitter...
It's getting polluted like MySpace already.
This is my struggle. I'm trying to put a good product out there. I'm getting retweeted by Queefbot and Scott Baio.
Oh, which is worse? probably Scout Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Queefbot.
That's an excellent band name.
Is that what
the are you search going? Is over?
Queefbot. <We've> Oh, man.
So anyhow.
Why was I programmed to feel pain?
So 20 minutes later, I get a tweet from what turned out to be the real Scott Baio.
What was it? At Scott Baio or?
At no, real I mean, Scott Baio.
Oh, so that means there's a phony
real Scott
Baio.
Baio so.
Yeah. Like he's like, I know you guys want to time travel and pick up Trim in 1985, but no, I cut you off at the pass. This is real Scott Baio. So that's not what your sister said in 1981 working at a Waffle House. Maybe try growing up and moving out of your dad's basement.
Oh, he took the time to study you.
Yeah, or just read my goddamn name of Papa's basement. I was zinged, you know, whatever. So later...
Or zapped.
I was zapped.
Oh, as it were.
He was chotched.
Okay. Yeah, so I was immediately blocked by this prick too, which I wouldn't have cared less about, except I start getting like tweets throughout the night.
So that means if you mention him anymore, like he won't see it?
No, he'll see it. He just, like, I can't tweet him directly, I guess, now or something.
It means that you can't see his, if you block someone, it means you can't see his updates.
Oh.
If you were to follow him, like, but
big
if you
loss.
Went to his page, you could see it, so
yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
It's completely worthless. It is completely without worth to block someone on this goddamn site. So, you know, later in the night, I'm like, I say something self-effacing, I'm like, it's my mom's house, and I live on the first floor. And then, you know, I say parentheses like, hey, man, real cool you tweeted me. Thanks. Something real nice like that, right?
Classy-like.
Yeah, real classy-like. Like the stop sign picture.
You being a bigger man. Good job.
Yeah, so then gears get rolling, and I'm like, he's exactly the kind of D-list celebrity that we could maybe get on the show.
I don't know about that.
I'm thinking maybe we get him, and then I try to get some porn star on later in the week, and she was just like, you know, dumb C, like, hi, baby, you're the best, tweets back. And I'm like, God, die.
Which one?
I don't even, Ivy Black. That was her name.
Well, are you talking to her?
A little bit through Twitter. I mean, I almost have as many followers as that twat. I'll bury her.
Right.
I'll bury her like the G.D. Diaz brothers and Gaspar Gomez. She's going down. Bury that cockroach.
Is that a movie from the 80s before I was born?
Shut up.
Oh,
shut up.
Scarface. Come on.
Shut up. That wasn't even... Don't even do that. No one profanes the sacred texts like that. So the next day, I'm like, hey, everyone, retweet the following thing. It would be amazing if you did this. So it says, at real Scott Baio, please follow at Papa's Basement. He's a fan and fondly remembers getting aroused during Zapped as a teen. Which I kind of do remember one time I saw it on Comedy Central, and I was like, oh, there's a chick with big jugs and a bra. And the concept is he uses his power of telekinesis. He's a teen.
Oh, I've seen that piece of ass with the awful special effects that, like, zooms in on him and his eyes or whatever.
Yeah, and he's just ripping off clothes.
Comedy gold right there.
Yeah. It's like something you'd see on the goddamn Spanish channel.
Yeah, I know, like Pepe Le Pew rapist-ass humor.
Yeah.
God.
So,
oh, Lord.
I get like 10, 15 retweets of this. You know, a lot of people want to get in on the gag. And maybe an hour later, he tweets and retweets my material again. Just a little note to at Papa's Basement Klingons. That's my new name for you guys. You're not my friends or followers. You're my Klingons. I can block and unblock whomever I choose. Keep retweeting his S and I will block a Rooney you.
He actually wrote block a Rooney?
Yeah.
Oh,
and you know what? I just want to formally call him a piece of S. Like, I didn't even know he's all rabidly conservative. Whatever. As long as you're funny and you're a good person. But he's like, obviously.
He's not. He's the worst person ever.
He's not funny. And he's not a good person.
Yeah, didn't he bang
he's
half of Hollywood?
Yeah. And like,
there's seriously no reason, like, oh, he has no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
He's an effing smear.
He's an idiot.
He is what I wiped away earlier before the show started, and I flushed him down the GD toilet.
Oh, God.
You know, and he's so goddamn high and mighty. Like this guy didn't have thousands of chicks shoving a coat hanger in there, Mr. Conservative.
Can you imagine all the babies he forced women to abort?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like, they come up, it's like, Scott, I love you, I love you, we can finally be together. And he's just sitting there, like, smoking a Marlboro, like, Chachi Arcola doesn't have kids, baby. Let's get you in a Bordaroonie.
Or he could follow fellow 80s actor Jan Michael Vincent.
Just like, what term is this? What trimester? Third?
Oh, down the stairs you go.
Hello, Mr. Gravity, old friend. Pow! Down the stairs. So, I just wanted to take my limited amount of celebrity to pee on someone as he goes way, way down the escalator. This star's rising, baby. This star's all rising.
I think Jezebel did that a couple of months ago to great effect.
Who? So,
Jezebel, that huge, like, feminist site that, like, got in a huge fight with him online a couple of months ago.
And, Scott, like, Baio or John?
Scott Baio. No, not John. They don't care about him. They're too big for that.
Well, I hope Scott Baio won that one.
Let Scott Baio know this is the summer of John.
Women are always wrong, though.
This is the summer of John.
Oh, no matter what they said. Scott Baio won that. Back to this fight.
We're pretty much done. Oh, why, Will? Why? Then I'm the one that she yells at later.
It's all in good humor.
It's like a marriage.
If I ever meet you in person, I will stab you in the pee hole. Seriously.
With her tongue.
Ooh.
You wish.
You would, too. Yep.
So, that's all I want to say.
Treat women like dirt, they stick to you like mud.
All right, slacker's wisdom. That's all I want to say. Scott Baio is an effing smear, and I can say from personal experience now, it's not me just bashing the guy for the hell of it. He really is a taint. And
Well, how did all this resolve? Or do we really like have to get out now?
I got re-blockerooned. Yeah, we got a punch out in like 2 seconds. But I got
I thought
ass.
You resolved it.
No.
You got blockerooned?
I got re-blockerooned. Like at first when he saw like two of the zapped messages, he's like, oh, okay, I'll let it go. And he unblocked me. And then I got re-blocked later.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort on his part.
Scott Baio been sweating my nuts. I ain't even going to that bitch's page. He's following my tweets like damn gospel. All right. F you, Scott Baio. That's the end of that. F you twice. F you sideways a third time. Right up it. Rachel, plug your stuff.
You can follow me on Twitter at GaggingTwards. I'm not going to show pictures of my boobs. I apologize.
Quitter.
So don't get your hopes up. I actually started a Kickstarter campaign this week to raise money for the book that I'm writing about picky eating.
Who's
called
your,
Gagging Towards Bethlehem.
Who's your and awesome, awesome friend who donated $20 anonymously?
He donated $20. You're a wonderful human being.
There you go.
I'll give you a BJ for that later.
Yay!
That's your reward.
FCC no, fit.
That's a pretty good
No one
price.
Else gets one there.
Yeah. I got a couple of Andy Jacksons.
That's less than a lap dance.
I smell a lot of listeners all of a sudden.
God. If you want to donate, you can go to my website, GaggingTowardsBethlehem.com, and on the right side, there's a link. Or you can friend me on Facebook at Facebook.com/GaggingTowardsBethlehem.
There we
Yay.
Go. Will, what's your new band's name again?
Queefbot.
Yeah, I forgot it. Queefbot. There we go.
You can look for Queefbot on MySpace. Rachel, thank you. Will,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, you've
thank
been
you for
listening.
Allowing me
yeah.
on your show.
Yeah, that's the appropriate amount of respect. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, we almost got out of here alive. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, go to the website, inpapasbasement.com. Follow me and not real Scott Baio on Twitter at Papa's Basement. And go to facebook.com/papasbasement. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. and a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.